Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. We're in the second day of our monastic retreat. Every retreat is different, and this one is a little more different so far than other retreats. On the very first morning of our retreat, yesterday morning, our dog Kylie started throwing up, and she is clearly really ill. She's very old. We're not surprised at this. We've been expecting it. She's very peaceful, and we think that at this point she's dying. Now, I've thought that before in other cases of other animals, and it turned out sometimes not to be the case. But at any rate, it's going to be a little bit different retreat, and I don't think that I'll be putting up very many Dharma talks on the internet this week. I think the one thing I'd like to say today is that human beings tend to look down on animals, think of them as less intelligent, which of course in a certain way they are. But I think that it's a really big mistake to ever underestimate the spiritual work that can be done by an animal. And I think it's a serious mistake to ever willfully ignore or deny the Buddha nature of an animal. In Buddhism, we sometimes speak of the one mind, capital O, one, capital M, mind. All living beings share in that one mind, and that one mind is the true source of what we call intelligence and understanding. And just because a being is an animal, it does not mean that that being does not share in that one mind. None of us owns it. None of us controls it. It simply is. And whether we have a rebirth as a human or an animal or some other kind of being, we're part of it, and in reality, it is all of what we are. A dog can do very good training in its own way, spiritual training in its own way in life, in the way appropriate for animals, and the kind of animal that it is, the kind of being that it is. And it can do very good training, very good spiritual training, when it is dying. And one can sense this happening, both while an animal is alive, fully alive, and also as that animal is withdrawing more and more within and starting to separate off from this life as we know it, when it is dying. Master Olaf said today that he hoped he could be as accepting of what is happening with our dog Kylie as she was. And I couldn't agree more with that. Great Master Dogen said that even a little child could point the way for all living beings. And I add that an animal can do that too. Homage to all Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.